This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Caller number 6-2-913-576-7610 wins a $25 gift card to the Ainsworth. If you want to go out and have a great meal, it's a really nice location. Caller 913-576-7610. Call up, caller number 6. You win a $25 gift card to the Ainsworth. I want to head to the phone line to catch up with J.J. Cooper. There is not a man in America that knows minor league baseball better than J.J. Cooper. He is an editor over at Baseball America. J.J., thanks a lot for coming on with us today.
Happy Bubba Starling Day, guys.
Happy Bubba Starling Day to you. Let's just start with this. Why did it take Bubba's bat so long to come around when most people agree that defensively he's already been ready to come up?
He's just not a very natural hitter. It's funny. I was just thinking through, you know, different years seeing him in the minors, and really, I remember watching a BP session with, I think he was on the same team with Adalberto Mondesi all the time in High A Wilmington, and just watching batting practice and realizing it's like, man, he just has trouble squaring the ball up. And hey, credit to him, he stuck with it. I still don't think. You know, if you look at his numbers, they look really good. Then you have to remember that the Pacific Coast League this year, statistics are insane. So it's a good year, not a great year. But absolutely credit to him. He has really scuffled year after year after year. He's stuck with it, and he's getting a reward for it. Because you're right. Defensively, base running-wise, all those ways, he's been ready for a long time to be a big leaguer. But most important thing is, can you hit? And that's been the big struggle for Bubba.
For those listening right now that have heard of this great Bubba Starling for years now but haven't actually seen him play, how would you describe the type of ball player Bubba is?
So let's rewind, because again, 2011 draft, which is amazing. It's 2011 draft. Like, to put it in perspective, Jose Fernandez was a high school player in that 2011 draft, had a significant big league career, you know, unfortunately has passed away, and that's a while back. Byron Buxton was another, you know, Carlos Correa, the year after. I mean, it's amazing how long it's been. But with Bubba, you know, this exceptional athlete, you know, multi-sport star in high school, football, baseball, basketball, and that was always the question. It's okay, the athleticism is exceptional, but how much does he have to catching up? Does he have to do on the baseball diamond, because he has not played as much? He also did not face the same level of competition as, say, Mike Moustakas, or someone who grew up, you know, playing baseball in high school in California, things like that. And it always was. The hitting always has been a little bit of a scuffle for Bubba. You know, his first full year out of the draft, most guys, especially high picks like him, they're headed straight off to the Midwest League or Valley League. And he was held back because he wasn't ready. It's been like that kind of, it's been a slow go all along. But what you're talking about is a player who can play a really good center field, can play anywhere in the outfield. The arm works in right also. You can play him anywhere in the outfield. He's not like he's a guy who's faster underway than he is. He's not like a quick twitch, you know, Billy Hamilton type. But once he gets moving, he can really run. He can steal bases. But the big thing is he going to make enough contact to get to his power? He's gotten a little better at that. Still not, you know, it's still, I would say, more of a backup outfielder profile, but he can now say he's a big leaguer, which is a big improvement from a couple of years ago when you kind of wondered, okay, is he going to be heading back to Nebraska to see if he can still play quarterback?
Right now we're talking to J.J. Cooper. He is an editor over at Baseball America. There are a few people that know minor league baseball better than J.J. J.J., can you help me understand and maybe project his athleticism? Because everybody that comments on Bubba Starling speaks on his athleticism. How would you compare it to other baseball players? I know obviously in high school he was super athletic. How would you compare it to other baseball players, his athleticism?
The funny thing about that is that some of him, when we talk about athleticism with him, a lot of that comes back to kind of body control, strength, agility, things like that, which are important, but it doesn't translate as easily as when we talk about Billy Hamilton. Billy Hamilton's athletic, but when we talk about Billy Hamilton, you're talking about one of the fastest guys, you know, you're ever going to see, you know. Well, Bubba's always been, you know, he's never been that quick twitch guy who's going to run, you know, a 3.9 to first base from home plate or anything like that. But it's a strong, you know, strong athleticism with body control. It's what gave him that versatility to be a absolutely legit Division I, you know, quarterback prospect as well. But the funny thing about that is that it does show in, you know, in the outfield, where he's a really good outfielder defensively, but a lot of his athleticism aren't things that translate so easily onto the baseball diamond. And that's kind of been, you know, part of the issue, I guess, he's going to say as well. He's strong, but it's not like something where he's ever shown that he has the potential to be a 30 home run guy, which was kind of the hope when he was drafted, but that's not who he's ended up being. He's, you know, he's fast, but again, it's more of a first to third, first to home fast than it is a, I'm going to lay down a bunt and, you know, and no one has a chance, or I'm going to chop an infield chopper and beat it out. That's not really been much of him. So he is very athletic, but it is kind of a, it's not always that his athleticism is a perfect fit with baseball, if that makes sense.
The Royals brought up Nicky Lopez a couple of months ago, JJ, and he was tearing the cover off the ball at the minor league level and not so much at the big league level. When it comes to Bubba, how long do you think it's going to take him to catch up to speed?
Well, I mean, again, you know, I do not want to rain on Bubba, you know, Bubba Starling Day, but he's having a good year at AAA. But Brett Phillips, who I think everyone, you know, every Royals fan has at least some idea of now, you know, he's been up a little bit. Brett Phillips, another outfielder, is having every bit as good a year in AAA, if not better than Bubba. His batting average is way less, but he's getting on base more and he's hitting for more power. The other thing that is kind of, you know, I'll be interested to see is from every scout I've ever talked to, I'd say most of them would kind of agree with the statement that Bubba Starling is not a guy who his swing is so easy that, you know, if he's on the bench for 3 days and then he gets, you know, four at-bats, that it stays, you know, he stays right and locked in. It's a little more maintenance than that. And so if he's playing every day, you kind of can expect, I think, a little bit more than if he's playing kind of infrequently. He's not the guy who can come off the bench in the eighth inning and you feel like that swing's just so simple and easy and locked in that it's no problem. So that's kind of a something to watch for as well. I don't want to sound too skeptical, but I think he's going to produce more value defensively, you know, base running, things like that, than it is going to be a real offensive star, I guess, would be the way to put it.
Right now we're talking to J.J. Cooper over at Baseball America. J.J., to get you out of here and to kind of summarize things, what do you think is a realistic expectation for Bubba, and what would you say his ceiling is? Because as you kind of alluded to, you're going back to that 2011 class. I mean, there's no way he hits that kind of ceiling like Garrett Cole or Trevor Bauer or Francisco Lindor. What do you think is now a realistic ceiling for what kind of baseball player Bubba Starling can be?
You know, a guy who gets some useful at-bats in the big leagues and, you know, on a rebuilding team, you can maybe give him at-bats to see if he's, you know, if this improvement continues. I don't think that he's a cornerstone of a rebuild in any way. I think that, you know, again, if he proves that he can be a versatile, useful, you know, backup outfielder or platoon regular kind of guy, I think that would be an exceptional result considering where he's been, you know, in the past 3-4 years, where there's been some years where he just looked completely lost in the plate. So this is a big step forward for him. I struggle to find scouts, though, who see future, you know, everyday regular. And again, hey, let me make clear, you know, I would be happy to be wrong on that. You know, at Baseball America, we don't root against players having success, but I still would be a little skeptical that you're talking about a future big league regular, even though he was a first-round pick.
And that's J.J. Cooper, editor over at Baseball America. J.J., really appreciate you making the time today. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
That is J.J. Cooper joining us today on The Drive.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.